sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. And this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription. For I knew you, America. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How are you tonight?
Living well. What's up?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I would hear the very end of your health minute every time I turned the radio on, and it was about warts. And I have a daughter who has a couple who that are underneath her fingernails, and she's had these since she was a teenager. And the doctors never wanted to do anything because they didn't want to, you know, mess up her nail bed. I'm just wondering if there's anything that she could take to help with those.
The standard is salicylic acid. It kind of burns off the wart, kills the virus, because that's what a wart is. It's a viral infection. And that can work externally, but there's still internally some things that need to happen. You can use ionic silver. What is her age?
She's 23.
Okay, she's an adult. I gotcha. Yeah, she can handle about 20 drops of ionic silver 2 to 3 times per day, and I would use wormwood tincture. Wormwood works very well. Use it 21 days on and about 7 days off. It works very well. It tastes terrible, but it works well. And I would use those two. And then, of course, on the external part, you put the salicylic acid in it. You put it over it about 3 times a day. It's the standard stuff you get at any drugstore. And it technically will make the skin go dead, and it will burn out the, or they call it burning out, but it really just kills the virus around that. But you got to handle it internally. If not, that's why the wart keeps coming back and you can't get rid of it. So,
right. How much of the wormwood tincture will she do?
She can handle about 20 drops twice a day on an empty stomach. Will be
okay,
fine.
Now let me ask you this. Let me throw one more kink in this. She is nursing.
Throw
is
me
that
the kink.
A problem?
She's nursing right now?
Yes, she's nursing a baby. So is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it throws a big kink in it. Can't do the wormwood.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
what she needs to do is just deal with the warts till she's done nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And once she's done nursing, that's when you need to do it. Because, I mean, the wart's not life-threatening. It just bothers her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do the salicylic acid on the outside of the skin. That's not going to mess up anything. But I would not do anything on the internal side. The one thing she can do is she can do oregano oil. Now, it's good with antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-yeast. And it's not really going to affect her as far as the breast milk goes or anything like that and affect the baby. So you can do a tablespoon of that a day and a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Those will actually both be beneficial for the baby. So I would do that, get started, and let me know how things go. But wait on the wormwood and the silver until after she's done nursing. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to, I think it's Charlotte T. Is that right?
Charlotte.
You just spelled it wrong. Welcome, Charlotte.
I'm having a lot of trouble with my sugar.
Okay.
I've been on prednisone, and I've had to go to the hospital lots of times and to get it lowered. I'm on insulin at home, 40 units.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I can do to bring my sugar down on my own?
There's a lot you can do to bring your sugar down on your own. Now, Charlotte, have they talked to you or have you changed anything with your diet and what you eat every single day?
No.
All right. Let me tell you this. Food is your best medicine. It is the one thing that will change you more than anything else. Now, the insulin is keeping you stabilized, but it's not going to get you well. You follow me? So it's managing your health. It's not changing your health. We need to do things that are going to change your health. And what you eat is the main thing, because what you it is type 2 diabetes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, what you ate got you into this situation. So if you haven't made any changes and you're living the same lifestyle, eating the same things, doing the same things that you've been doing for the past 5-10 years, then you're fueling the fire. You're not making any changes that are going to get you out of where you are. So let's talk about what's going to do that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. It is the diet that we use clinically all the time for people that are dealing with diabetes and a host of other health challenges. So first thing you want to do is you want to change the way you eat. Every meal, so if you get your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables alone and that's it, then you're going to be in a good spot. Then you also want to have good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados. Every meal, you need a protein, you need a carbohydrate, like a fruit or vegetable, and you need a good healthy fat. If you eat like that and keep those three meals a day with a couple of snacks in between, that's going to help stabilize your blood sugar levels so that your pancreas, which is a little gland or organ that secretes the insulin in your body, will begin to balance out and begin to stabilize. So are there things you can do? Absolutely, Charlotte. You start eating that way, get a copy of my book, and start following that diet, and you're going to do very well. Now, let me tell you a couple of supplements that will help, too, and you can pick these up at your health food store, or you can go to drasa.com. One of our health coaches can help you. You want to do ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, ionic manganese. Those are three minerals that you can do. So chromium, manganese, and vanadium. And then there's also an antioxidant called alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA. All four of those together, you take them with each meal, and it'll help stabilize your blood sugar levels and help you. Now, the short-term victory for you is not going to be just to come off of insulin completely. But yeah, it's to see 40 units go down to 30 units. And then, you know, pretty soon 30 units will turn into 20 units. And then it'll turn into 10 units. And then 5 units. And see, that's the victory. That's what we want to see. You get your body stabilized. And that's when you're going to start to win and see your body function the way it was designed to. So there's a lot you can do. All this really lies in your hands. And just as much as you've done the wrong kind of things over the years to get your body into a place where your blood sugar levels are not where they need to be, you can make these radical changes right now and see your health improve. And see, all that lies in your hands. You can make the changes today to get better health for tomorrow. And that's what we want to see for you here on the show. So let me know how things go. Stay in touch with me. Do those basic things and watch what will happen. You're going to start going to your doctor and they're going to be like, what are you doing? What things have you changed in your life? It's going to empower them and encourage them as well as to see your health and your life change. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Joan. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the show.
I'm having a problem with my doctor says I have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat.
Okay. And you want to fix it, right?
Yes.
As we say in the South.
All right. I want to fix it with natural medicine, no over-the-counter drugs.
I understand. Are you taking medications now?
I stopped.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Now, did your doctor tell you to stop or you stopped?
I stopped.
All right. We need to talk about that because high blood pressure. I'm okay if you went cold turkey on the cholesterol medication, but the blood pressure medication is something that you need to really consider. So why don't we do this? We'll go into a commercial break right now, and we'll talk about, when we come out of it, we'll talk about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, ways to manage those and using medications, but also doing it for more of the natural or preventative side of things and how to get your body working right. Because remember, cholesterol is a liver issue, but it can also affect the heart. We'll talk about ways to balance that when we come out of this commercial break. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week
to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
For your life, just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bob from Los Angeles, California. He writes, "My mother just had her gallbladder removed. How can I keep this from happening to me?" Well, getting your gallbladder removed is something you definitely don't want to do if you don't have to. And I always say, unless it comes down to the wire and it is life-threatening, don't get anything taken out of your body that doesn't need to be removed. So for you, a couple of things you want to do with gallbladder. You obviously want to make sure what the gallbladder does. Let's talk about what it does first. What it does is it helps secrete bile, and bile is a substance that goes into the body and into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify fat. So it helps break down the fat, digest it, process it so it can be digested. And so your omega-3 fatty acids, all the things that fats are utilized in the body for, skin, hair, nails, hormone functions, everything. You're dealing with cholesterol production. I mean, when you're dealing with fats, not breaking them down is a big deal. And so when you remove the gallbladder, we still secrete the bile from the liver, but it's not as concentrated, and it's not as directed, and it's not as good. So the bile salts and that sort of thing tend to break down. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to make sure that you support your gallbladder by taking L-tyrosine and glycine. Both of those are amino acids, and they are the two that form the bile salts in the body. The more bile salts you can form, the easier it is on the gallbladder to be able to break down fats and help utilize them. So if you get under a lot of stress, then glycine and taurine, the amino acids, get kind of chewed up in the body. They don't work as well. They're not as readily available. So again, stress plays a big role in the body, and we're seeing it just in this case when you're dealing with the gallbladder. There's a neurotransmitter too called acetylcholine. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot here on the show, but acetylcholine is the number one neurotransmitter that our body uses on a regular basis. Our brain chemistry, it's extremely important. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. It's directly correlated. So you want to keep your acetylcholine levels up. Meat, fish, eggs, those are all incredible for raising acetylcholine levels. And phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams before you go to bed, helps you go into a deep REM sleep, but it also raises your own acetylcholine levels and helps brain chemistry, but it also helps the gallbladder. So a couple things you can do, many things, to not have to get it taken out. You can also do about every 3 months, you can do a gallbladder liver flush. Very simple. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Easy to do. You want to juice organic apples to do this. And you can either blend them, juice them, however you want to do it. But you drink the apple juice mixed with water, half and half. You do that for 3 days, no food. And you can drink it every 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then 3 hours before bed, on the evening of the third day, you drink 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil mixed with 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Let me tell you, it does not tastes good, but it works. You can wake up the next morning, you'll have a bowel movement, be a lot of things come out, sludge and stones that'll come out from your gallbladder, and it's a great little thing to do on a semi-regular basis to keep your gallbladder cleaned out, flushed out. It's like using liquid Drano to keep everything clean in the gallbladder area. Now remember, the gallbladder is very important for dealing with fats, and fats are so important for so many processes of the body. Keep that gallbladder at all cost. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Issa. Thank you for having me on. You offer a valuable service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Okay, I've got degrees in kinesiology and education. I've played professional soccer all my life. I started truck driving last year, and until last year, I could eat and drink anything I wanted and never really had to worry about my weight, but now I'm up to 220, and I'm 6'2". To 42, and I'm used to being between 170 and 190 as a soccer player, so I'm wondering what I can do to try and keep my weight down while I'm in this truck.
All right, how many hours a day are you driving? Is it 8 hour treks, 9, 10? How does that work for you?
11 to 14.
Okay, so you're going. How many days in a row will you take these trips?
5 to 6.
All right. Are you getting out and exercising every so often, or do you just go straight through and you're not exercising at all?
I do get out at the end of my day and generally go for one to two mile walk just to stretch out.
All right. Here's what I recommend for the guys and gals that are driving trucks when I talk to them. It's very good, even if you can pull over about every, and I know it's important because you're on a time schedule, but if you could go about every 4 hours and take a 15-minute walk somewhere, then that would be really good to do. That right there, and I mean a fast-paced walk where you're almost breaking a good sweat.
Sure.
That's important. Keeping the fluids up is going to be important, but the constant exercise is going to be the biggest thing. That's the number one thing, and if you could carry some TheraBands, things with you in the truck that you could actually do outside of your truck, I would hands down start doing that. Because the sitting, they're even showing now, there's an article that came out and talking about sitting. So when you're at a desk job or you're driving in a truck or you have a driving job, whatever, the body doesn't handle sitting very well. And certain processes start happening to the nervous system and also the digestive system that they're finding that there's more toxin release when you sit for long periods of time. And so it's just really important to get up and get moving in certain intervals when you're doing these long treks. It really is. So not just to keep your weight down, but for your overall health.
Have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fall in love. with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
I'm 45
good to talk
years
with you.
Old. Thank you. And 4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical dysplasia. I was estrogen dominant. I went to a nutritionist. I changed my eating habits. I lost 40 pounds. I felt really good. I passed my PAP. And now I have, like, no estrogen. It's like my periods are very light, and I'm starting with hot flashes, and all my weight has come back, and I eat real healthy. I feel like I'm starving. I eat so little. I eat, like, salmon and chicken, nuts and raisins, oatmeal, eggs. I don't take any milk or anything sugary. I do have fruits and vegetables, but I just feel like my body is starving, and I have no estrogen. I'm starting to get depressed where I'm sad for no reason, or I start to cry. I just feel really like I need to do something to help myself, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, you know, when you say your estrogen is low, is that you feel like your estrogen is low, or the blood work says your estrogen is low?
Well, 4 years ago I had my blood work, and they told me everything was normal. I haven't had anything done since, but it's just that my periods have almost diminished. And I've started with the hot flashes, and I just feel like I am, like my estrogen is below.
You just don't, things just don't feel like they used to, right?
No, and I'm very dry, and I'm very irritable.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, there's some easy ways to handle that. If you're irritable, do you have mood swings by chance?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. And do you feel depressed, like highs and lows, and you just feel kind of down and out, the blues, kind of overall blues feeling?
Right, like I want to just stay in bed. And some days I do. I just stay on the couch and just with the covers over my head, basically. I'm just real sad.
Okay. Now, have you been taking any medications, such as antidepressants? Have you tried any of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, because there's a couple of neurotransmitters that are affecting the way you're feeling. And I want to talk to you about those first, because the body, you always have to step back and look at it as a whole. So mental, chemical, and structural, you have to look at everything. So when you're looking at the brain chemistry, let's talk about serotonin for a minute. Serotonin is what helps your body stay more, I would say more up, where you feel good, you're happier, and there's some things that you can do to keep that balanced out, keep your sleep patterns really good. One of those is called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's called P5P, or vitamin B6, and you want to use that certain version. P5P is really good. Niacinamide is really good, too. It's a version, it's called an activated vitamin, but it's a version of vitamin B3 and St. John's wort. All of those three are very good at keeping your serotonin levels up, and you want to eat certain foods, too. Because when you're dealing with brain chemistry, you want to maintain certain food levels. Now, this can help out estrogen, too, but mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So all those foods will help when you're dealing with serotonin. The other one is dopamine. Now, dopamine helps with those with the mood swings, where you kind of feel like you're just up and down, and you don't feel even keeled, and that kind of thing. So the lows and what they can help with, meat, fish, and eggs are still good, and that's going to help with serotonin, but also cheese and chocolate. And the dark chocolate helps a lot with dopamine. Not that that's a bad thing. That's probably a good thing. You probably love chocolate. But it's, you want to do that. It's the bitter kind. So it's the one that's about 80%, but not more the milk chocolate kind, but the dark chocolate. And then you want to also look at tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine. Both of those, L-tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine, both are very good at keeping dopamine levels up, and that'll keep your brain chemistry balanced. So as far as you feeling good and feeling right, that all comes down to our brain chemistry. Now, the estrogen is another animal. If you said you're feeling dry, that sort of thing, that is estrogen related. And when's the last time you've had blood work to check on your estrogens?
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, it's time to go. Time to go to the doctor. Seriously. You want to get all your hormones checked. Get all three estrogens. They'll check estradiol, estriol, and estrone. They'll check all three. Have them check your progesterone and your testosterone. I would also have them do a full panel on your thyroid and make sure it's doing okay. Because there's a lot of factors that really can play a big role in the way that you feel. So those are just a couple things. The thyroid number is really important. And I would also have them actually check your growth hormone level. It's called GH.
Okay.
And when they check that, it has to do with the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is the master gland. It controls all the hormone systems in the body, including estrogen and how it's manufactured. So in the body. The other thing, too, is how's your diet overall? Do you eat well? Do you pursue health? Do you just kind of eat what you want to? Or tell me a little bit about that.
I eat really good, to be honest with you. I, like today, had two eggs with red peppers and tomato for breakfast. I had half a banana. I had, for lunch, I had some grapes and a chicken leg. And for dinner, I had two chicken legs and an avocado. So I eat really good. I eat really
good. Yeah, you
healthy.
Are doing well. You want to increase your carbohydrates a little bit more. And keep the ones that you're doing, the fruits and vegetables. It's really good that you're doing that. But just increase your carbohydrates a tad bit more. You could be a little bit low on sugar. And when you get that way, it can affect brain chemistry as well. And it also affects hormones. The fats you're doing are really good. but you want to add in about 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil each day. Don't do the gel caps. You want to do the actual oil itself. So 2 tablespoons a day. That'll help with your overall body chemistry, and it'll help with your hormone levels. But more than anything, please go get that blood work done. I think that's going to be one of the best things you can do. Remember, it's the gold standard in medicine and healthcare, and it really does show us a lot. You want to do it every 6 months. After the age of about, well, after the age of about 25 or 30, it's good to have it every 6 months. Here's why. If you're in your 40s or 50s, you want to stay away. You want to definitely be avoiding something that could be coming down the pipeline. But if you're in your early 30s, you can start staying away. If you start seeing your body slip in certain areas, whether it's cholesterol or anemia or certain vitamin deficiencies or organ systems that are starting to go down a little bit, you can actually build those back up and stay ahead of the game rather than just letting things slide till something really does happen. So that's why it's good. Blood work is just a great general screening to do on a regular basis to really stay ahead of things and see where the body's going. So those are a couple things to do. Get those done, and if you want, you can call me back here on the show, and we can go through the numbers. You can get well. You'll get things back. We've just got to figure out exactly what it is. But make sure to get with your doctor and get that blood work done, okay? Thanks, Cindy. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show.
How
can I help?
Okay. My problem is that at nighttime, I can't sleep, okay? It's like that, say, for instance, I go to bed at 8, and after I do that and stuff like getting things, maybe get my 8 hours, I am acting like in a deep concentration. I can actually still hear things around me. I can tell you just about what's going on. I can hear people walking. It's like that my mind is still going, but my body is still. And I don't understand. And I've been like this ever since I turned 60 years old. Okay, I'm 63 now, going on 64.
Okay. So you're having a hard time. You go to sleep fine, but you don't stay asleep. Is that right?
That I'm asleep. But really, it seems like I'm woke. That's what I don't understand.
It seems like you're what now?
I'm woke. You know, it's not like I'm really sleeping.
So you feel like you don't ever feel like you get to sleep. You're kind of in that in-between state where you feel like you're half in and half out.
There you go. Yes.
Is that right?
So yes.
You're kind of in that, okay, I understand. Well,
yes.
Now do you stay that way all through the night, or do you finally get to sleep?
All through the night. And then when I get up in the, like when I'm getting up, it's like that I'm very alert when I get up in the mornings. It's like that my sleep is still like they hit it like I've been asleep, but still yet, it's like that I'm woke. And
yeah,
I mean, it's hard to explain.
No. I understand what it is. I just wanted to see exactly where you were headed with everything. The neurotransmitter that you're having a hard time with is called acetylcholine, and that's what's keeping you from not getting into that deep sleep. And there's a couple of things you can do to get that back up where it needs to be. You want to do phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. Do about 2,000 milligrams of that before you go to bed. But you also want to remove cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products from your diet because it stirs up a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. And by doing that, then your body really can't process and absorb your nutrients as well as it should. And that lowers acetylcholine levels. There's some foods that you definitely want to include in your diet. And they're foods that contain proteins, but also high-quality fats. And that would be eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those are all very good. Then there's a couple of supplements that are very helpful. Galantamine, huperzine, which is also called club moss, and then vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. All of those are very good at raising your acetylcholine levels. You'd want to take those in the morning and in the mid-afternoon. You don't want to take them close to bedtime. And I would stay up a little bit longer. When you go to sleep, I would stay up at least till about, since you're having this time of drifting in and out, until about probably 10 o'clock in the evening, and then start winding down and attempt to go to bed to get a good night's rest. But those are a couple things. And make sure your calcium levels are where they need to be. Please get a blood test done about every 6 months. Have them check your vitamin D levels.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now 888-283-7272.
Let's go to Edna. Hi, Edna. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi. How are you?
I'm living well. What's up, Edna?
Well, I don't know how to ask this, but I was told that a nasal infection can cause an infection in your eyelids and can impair your vision. And I need to know how true this is.
Oh, that is true. Is that happening with you right now?
Yeah, I have a nasal infection, and my vision is it's going in and out. One second I can see the small letters, I can read them, but when I look out, I can see things that are lining the bigger letters, you know, in front of me. And it's the same with the pictures as well and everything else. But when I look out through my glasses, I can see everything's clear. But it's just the letterings and the pictures and the lining, you know, of everything that I'm looking at. And I've been
Have you been to a doctor to talk to him about this?
I have been wanting to talk to my doctor about this, but it just seems like I can never, you know, hardly get anything through with him. I'm going to keep up on it, but I know that, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering.
Well, and I think what you need to do, really, is a couple things. With a nasal infection that's impairing your vision, I think one of the things you need to do is go see your doctor and sit down with them, let them run some tests and see what's going on. And if you haven't taken anything because they got to figure out if it's viral or bacterial, and probably is more bacterial than anything. And it would be good. You can use ionic silver and you can use astragalus, and they're very good antivirals and antibacterials. But this may be something, if it's starting to impair your vision, that you might need to get on a pretty strong antibiotic fairly quickly, because if the infection is going after your vision, that's not something you want to do and just kind of wait it out for 14 days. That's something you need to tackle right now. I mean, I would go see your doctor first thing in the morning. I'd be sitting at their front door waiting to get in, because you need to get some testing done. You need some blood work done. There's some things that need to take place. Please don't wait another day for that. It's one of the smartest things you can do. This is not one of those things that we just need to sit and chat about and hear some things that you can take to get better. This is something that you need to take some action, because if that infection is spreading and getting active, which it sounds like it is, then there's some immediate steps that need to be taken. So please go see your doctor on that, okay? Thanks, Edna. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Quote for the day from Max Dupree. It says, "We cannot become what we want to be by remaining the way we are." Very true. You plan on doing something new in your life, you can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expect to either do something different or be something different. You have to make those radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for. And that's the great thing about our lives, and the great thing about our health, is we can make brand new lifestyle choices every single day and do something new with our life. So the air that we breathe, water that we drink, exercise that we get, foods that we eat, rest that we get, all of those lifestyle factors, lifestyle choices, no matter what we've done for the last 10 years to put our body in the health state that it is right now, we can make a radical transition today, make a decision that we want to get well, that we want to live better, do better, and be better. And then our body, a year from now, we're going to have a brand new health and brand new body. That's the amazing thing. So regardless of how much genetics play a role, which is about 15% of the overall equation, we have a lot of control on what we do with our life. So we don't have to stay the same place that we are. There's really a lot that we can do to encourage our life and our health and make major changes, but we have to be willing to do that. We can't be in a mindset where we just want to stay where we are. Tonight, if you want to talk about not just your health, but maybe someone else that you know that's struggling with something they're going through. Maybe they've been given a poor diagnosis. Maybe it's been diabetes or heart disease or arthritis or hormone issues, or maybe they've been told they have cancer and it's not looking good. Maybe it's stage three and they've been given a short timeline. Well, let's talk about that. Let's come up with some ways to encourage them. There's nothing better than being someone's health advocate or their cheerleader when you're going through these kind of things. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Living well. What's up, Bill?
I'm struggling with some weight loss. I'll just give you a quick history. I'm 57 years old, and I weigh about 265 pounds. I'm 6'4", and I'm a big bone fella, former athlete.
Okay.
And I'm not obese. I really need to get about 20 pounds off around my middle.
All right, around the midsection, you want to drop about 20 pounds off. I will get started with the anti-inflammatory diet in my book. Get your blood work done and make sure your testosterone levels and your estrogen levels. Estrogen needs to be on the lower side. Testosterone needs to be on the higher side. You want to take phosphatidylcholine before bed and phosphatidylserine during the day. That helps block cortisol levels, which helps reduce that belly fat. Exercise 4 to 5 days a week and just follow that workouts that are based in my book, and that'll carry you. 20 pounds should come off in about 30 to 40 days. Puts another hour in the chart. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope, one caller at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.